Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia's King Salman and President Trump signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. That defense deal, effective immediately, was one of a series of agreements the two countries signed to enhance their military and economic partnerships, including a second defense pact with options valued at $350 billion over the next 10 years. Mr. Trump arrived in Riyadh on Saturday to begin his first foreign trip as president. From there, he will make various stops in the Middle East and Europe. He'll also be meeting with NATO members and the G7. Speaking at a joint briefing in Riyadh and with his Saudi Arabian counterpart, Foreign Minister Abdullah Jubair, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the defense package that we mentioned earlier and what it means to the relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives. Cooperation and a shared interest. The elements of this declaration that was signed today, the joint strategic vision, there are many, many elements. And there's a lot of work now to implement those elements and really put them into motion.
Tillerson said President Trump's main focus on this visit to Saudi Arabia is pushing back on any threats posed by Iran. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians. Those include two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of the U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There was no immediate comment on the killings from the U.S. This is VOA News. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has wrapped up the latest round of talks to try and find a political solution to the Syrian conflict, saying they had achieved a level of progress.
The real efforts, and I have to admit, they were real efforts, were made in this run to have experts from the Cairo and the Moscow platforms to attend the UN-hosted expert meetings with the main opposition delegation announced on the 11th of February. This was not yet possible. They have still been discussing and negotiating about it, but we will continue to push for these efforts, since this would send, in our opinion, a positive signal that the opposition groups, at least at the level of the technical discussions, are willing and capable to work together.
In addition to meeting Syrian government and opposition delegations, the UN envoy also held talks with U.S. and Russian representatives. He later said the next round of talks would likely be in June. Iran has returned President Hassan Rouhani to office, state television declaring Rouhani the winner of the presidential voting that came on Friday, easily beating out his closest opponent, hardline critic, a cleric that is, Ibrahim Raisi. The vote has been largely seen as a referendum on Rouhani's more moderate political policies, which waived and passed the 2015 nuclear deal that won Iran relief from some sanctions in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Families of the 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram were reunited for the first time in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. Girls were among 276 Chibok girls, schoolgirls abducted from their boarding school. That happened in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. Cambodia's main opposition party believes it has the momentum on its side in next month's local elections, which will gauge the support for Prime Minister Hun Sen ahead of national polls next year. U.S. State Department called on the government to avoid threats and political intimidation as the two-week campaigning for the June 4th communal elections started on Saturday. And in the second thoroughbred horse race of the so-called Triple Crown, a horse named Cloud Computing won the Preakness, which was run in Baltimore, Maryland. Kentucky Derby winner from 2 weeks ago was Always Dreaming. The Derby, the second, first of the races of the Triple Crown. Up next, the Belmont Stakes in New York to be run on June the 10th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.